Saskatoon, Premier Scott Moe is letting local authorities decide whether to declare the recent spike in overdose cases and the drug problem the city is currently experiencing as an emergency. The government, however, activated the Provincial Emergency Operations Center, PEOC, on March 12 to help Saskatoon address the ongoing drug crisis. Whether it be a forest fire in the north, flooding in a community, or the toxic drug that has entered our communities, like in Saskatoon, I would leave the declarations of emergencies to the professionals, Moe told local media when asked about the toxic drug menace in Saskatoon after hosting a business roundtable at the Sheraton Cavalier Hotel. He noted that whether that be the Saskatchewan Public Safety Commission or the Saskatoon Police Service, the PEOS supports the organization in need of resources during emergency situations. Resources are available from the municipal to provincial levels, and the federal government can be reached if needed. Data from Prairie Harm Reduction showed that 223 drug-related overdose cases were reported early this month. Saskatchewan Health Authority, SHA, CEO Andrew Will added the Saskatoon Fire Department's response showed an average of 19 daily overdoses from March 1 to March 5. The number jumped to 37 in just 24 hours, prompting the SHA and Ministry of Health to issue a drug alert last week. U.S. President Trump has used the issue of fentanyl as the reason for his push to impose 25% tariffs on all imported products from Canada and Mexico, citing that illegal substances have continued to enter the U.S., originating from both countries. In response, former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau appointed Kevin Brossoit as Canada's fentanyl czar. However, data shows that less than 1% of fentanyl crosses the Canada-U.S. border, with the Canada Border Services Agency seizing over 50,000 kilograms of various illegal substances, including cocaine and fentanyl. Moe said the provincial government continues to invest in making communities like Saskatoon safer, focusing on expanding access to recovery centers and other opportunities for those addicted to illegal substances, while intensifying law enforcement efforts to remove the toxic substances from the streets and arrest drug dealers. Whether gateways to access those beds, through a complex needs shelter, or an urgent care center, which we are expanding, we're also taking every opportunity to increase the consequences for people bringing drugs, particularly fentanyl and crystal meth, into our communities, Moe added. This is more evident here in Saskatoon, where we had PEOC setting up their operations as of Thursday, alongside the City of Saskatoon to support the SFD. Our first responders and everyone involved. Most importantly, supporting families that may have a loved one living with addiction to find their way through this crisis in the city right now with the dirty drugs and dirty poison that are on our streets. We need to get them out of the hands of the drug dealers. He added that Minister of Justice and Policing Tim McLeod has also worked closely with Saskatoon Mayor Cynthia Block on this issue. They continue to ensure that the SPS, SFD, other first responders, and those working in ambulatory care have the resources to save lives and hold those spreading toxic substances accountable in the province's largest city. In response to the toxic drug overdoses, the City of Saskatoon has set up an overdose outreach team, OAT, in collaboration with the City of Regina, their respective fire departments, and the SHA. The OOT is not an emergency response team. It provides available support for anyone who has recently experienced an overdose. For emergencies, call 911. Individuals can refer themselves or be referred by a relative, friend, or any professional who has experienced an overdose to the OOT. Client consent is required. To make a referral and access programs and services in Saskatoon, you can contact the OOT at 639-471-8335 or OOTSaskatoon@saskhealthauthority.ca. In Regina, contact 306-510-3445 or OOTRegina@saskhealthauthority.ca.